We turn now to a developing story out of Washington State. Authorities searching for the gunman who opened fire inside of a grocery store, killing one person and injuring another today. The suspect is seen on surveillance cameras. Authorities have not released his name, but they do say he is considered obviously armed and dangerous. This shooting happened just about 11 o'clock this morning at a Fred Meyer grocery store. It's in Richland, Washington. It's not far from the Oregon border. Robert Cronkite owns a business located across the street from that store, and he helped people who ran from that scene hide until the all clear was announced. He is joining us live tonight. Robert, we appreciate your time. I know you've had a busy, scary day. What are you hearing about the manhunt tonight?
Well, the manhunt's going on, obviously, and there were so many stories going around, you know, when people were calling in and my employees were checking to see what was happening. But at this point, they don't have the gentleman, and I should not call him a gentleman, but they don't have the guy. And quite a morning. It was to see the fear and the terror in the eyes of the people that came to my business asking to come inside to get out of the way. And just, they all ran out of the store. I've never seen terror in anybody's eyes like I saw today. It was something.
Robert, so you were working when people ran to your place to hide. As I understand it, you didn't hear the gunshots. So having them show up on your doorstep was a bit of a surprise. Talk to me about what they shared with you, what they saw.
Well, I noticed first off that there were several people that were coming down around into our lot in the back. And I didn't know why they were all coming. There was about a dozen people. I opened the door, I looked down, and there was a gal covering her baby, about a three-year-old little girl, and her, you know, 30-year-old mother or whatever, and she was covering her, and she was crying, and I saw all these people standing about 10 feet away looking over at the Fred Meyer area, but hiding behind the building, and I said, what's going on? She couldn't even get the words out that there was a shooting. Somebody that was out there had said there's a mass shooting going on at the Fred Meyer's. So I scooped them up. I asked them to please just come into the shop, and I locked the doors. We did a complete lockdown, and just the look in these people's eyes, the terror that they had just gone through. They were just not even 30 seconds from running out of a mass shooting. And when I say a mass shooting, I mean any shooting is just terrible.
Yeah. Robert, how long before they were given the all clear that it was safe to leave?
They were in the shop for about 45 minutes, and then the all clear came, and then they were able to go back. But I had four employees in my business that were taking shelter, and they were asked to go to the Goodwill store for a police interview. Mm-hmm. And I had talked to a couple of the workers there, and I had asked, well, what did you hear? And they, about the shots, they said, we heard a pop, pop, pop. And they thought, well, what was that? Then they heard four more shots. And at that point, they realized it was a shooting going on, and they started running out. And one of the guys that worked there that had an employee badge on told me that on his way out, he had seen one gentleman that was shot, and there was another gentleman that he was quite sure was had deceased. And there were numerous people that were hurt on their way out. Just the chaos of all the people running out. They were knocking people over. People were hurt. Yeah. The local hospital, I understand, had 12 casualties, but they were people that had gotten, you know, knocked over and hurt and whatnot. But there was one person shot and dead. Correct. And there was a second person that was an employee that, and he was shot in the head. This guy that worked there was a employee. He saw the guy had been shot in the head and in the chest area. And he said they were over there working on him, and he didn't know how the guy was going to turn out.
Wow. One person killed, another critically injured. And Robert, you did everything you could today to give those people
I did a
safe place to wait things out. And the search for that gunman continues tonight. I know you all are taking a lot of precautions until this guy is caught. Robert Cronkite, thank you for what you did today.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us tonight.
All right. Good night.
Good night.